Well, when we think about Resurrection Day, we can't help but think about the word first. And if you turn in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 22, we'll be reminded that it is God that we must seek first. Familiar text in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 reads this way, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And we know, according to Matthew 28, verse 1, that it was on the first day of the week that the ladies came to see a resurrected Christ. According to John chapter 20, verse 19, Jesus came to the disciples on the first day of the week. Not the Sabbath, but the first day. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God came upon them, was the first day. Acts chapter 20, verse 7, the disciples came together on the first day of the week to break bread. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, upon the first day of the week, make a collection for the saints. Seek first the kingdom of God. John writes it affectionately in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, as the Lord's Day, Resurrection Day. We come to Matthew chapter 22, and in verse 34, the Pharisees heard that he had put some of the Sadducees to silence, and they gathered themselves together to him. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment." When we come together at the beginning of the week, we come together saying, "You're first in my life." And it is a declaration to God that not only have we become new creations, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, so we've actually started a new week in the person of Christ, but we are declaring to him, "You are first in every area of my life." And we demonstrate that in a very tangible way by coming together first. I oftentimes think, you know, there's 7 days in that old week, and what, you can't put God first? You can't give that one day to him and say first? Of course, it then goes beyond and it says, if you put him first today, he should be first in all of your life. And it really is entering into a new way of life, isn't it? So what a wonderful thing to celebrate, putting God first. Father, we give you thanks for this day in which the longing of our heart is to love you more than anything. We put you first today. In Jesus' name, amen.